So Casey, the weather in Denver has been hot. Ridiculous. Hot. Like how hot?
Like hot. Like
my hat.
Like too hot.
My hat.
I think hot like too what's that? What's the song about hot? You're too hot to trot now, baby.
Oh, what is that song called?
I don't know. There is one, though.
The temperature's rising. Oh. It isn't surprising. She certainly can. Oh, can.
Oh, that's an old one, I think.
That's a really old one.
Yeah, I think, no, I was thinking, but there's temperatures rising. It's Raining Men says temperatures rising, too, doesn't it?
That's true. It's Raining Men has temperatures rising. So it's definitely hot.
How hot has it been getting every day?
Hotter than Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah? Is he hot? Oh, has it been 90 degrees where he's
It's been over 90 degrees here, and I think he said that with the actual feel with the humidity was like 95 at night.
Right, and that maybe that's where we're a little lucky, because I think we don't have quite the humidity that they have back there. So it's rather dry heat here, so I guess somewhat tolerable, if you could say so.
All I can say is I'm glad I don't live in Charleston, because that is too hot.
Yeah. And humid.
I don't know how Big Fatty handles that because it's too hot.
Yeah, it is too hot. And my husband and I have been going on our Nipah walks like Big Fatty's, but we go kind of early, like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning before it gets so hot.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know how Big Fatty handles that.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3306 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of October, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. We hear it. Hello! Come on down us, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Can you guess why you're come on down us? Yeah, that's it, y'all. James O'Halloran, you know, Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone follows him on the Twitty, and he got me to follow him on the Twitty, y'all, and he's just lovely. He's a lovely specimen. He posted yesterday, we're back. The Price is Right is coming back to do new shows, and they start airing on the 16th of November. They're not going to have a live studio audience, and they're going to have pre-selected contestants. And they're going to be tested for the COVID. But, y'all, it'll be nice to have them come on down. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 8th of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person once, I think it was just once, out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, it was at the Pride 48, and he has an enormous... husband, yes, we paid. Grandma is coming. That tree gets bigger all the time. Anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the host, not the host. We're big ready. That I'm talking about none other than the husband of Casey in Denver, one of the hosts of the enormous little show. Y'all, it's the celebration of exiting the birth canal for Mr. Man. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Mr. Man. It's true. Although, y'all, I'm sure Mr. Man is a typical podcast spouse, and he's like, just leave me alone and you go do your thing. And I know I don't want to listen. If it makes you happy, it makes me happy. So, anyway, that's just my guess. But y'all, and I don't know if Mr. Man is on the Twitty or the Face Space, but I know that KC is on there, so I know you can get in touch with him. So y'all, if you see KC or Mr. Man on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. But now you gotta make sure you follow the high altitude direction. Yeah, guys, so y'all, today's census comes to us from Mark, also known as the Laughing Buddha. Yes, Big Manny, we hadn't had a little show from him in a while, it's true. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. Been listening since, he thinks, about 2008. His favorite segment is Blowing It Out, and he would like to change the BFO to 20 minutes of silence. Join the crowd. You're speaking to the choir. He has called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event. And he's never used a special chair. Big Fatty, how does a Buddha not use a special chair? It's true. And last time he sharded himself was, he says, infancy. Big Fatty, as we grow older, we move back to our days of infancy, so get ready! Again, but the happy music makes it all better. It's true. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, let's see, what did I do on Tuesday night? Y'all, the sports ball, the Hatlanta Braves sports ball was on, and you're there in the playoffs, and they won, and they're playing right now as I'm recording this. I need to go check on them. But y'all, there are some hot men on that team. Yes, me Fatty. Tuesday night, y'all. I watched the dancing. I caught up on the dancing. And I'm not surprised by who was evicted, but y'all, it was a pretty good show. They're getting good. I think that guy that's from the it's something called Catfish or something like that. He's real good, and y'all, he's got the hairy chest. Yes, Big Penny. I'm sure Casey in Denver and Holly enjoy that. Well, you know, they probably like a hairy anything. Oh, Big Penny. Harley's big hairy man is his husband. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, who knows? Then I watched You Are the Weakest Link. Goodbye. I really liked Jane Lynch on that. It was good. And y'all stayed up and watched the news and watched the beginning of that Stephen Colbert. And y'all, headed to bed, y'all went right to sleep. Not a problem in the world. Big Fatty, I wonder who he was visiting last night. I don't know. But I got up on on, when did I get up? I got up on Wednesday morning, about 9 a.m. in the morning, had my coffee, read the paper, got my Sudoku. Y'all, this was the number two level, and you know, I always have trouble with the number two. Beh, Freddy, you don't have any trouble with it in the Churlet. Got my shirt and got dressed, and I was off. I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the club sandwich today. I was thinking about that, too, I say, Tuesday night. And, y'all, it just sounded lovely. Just lovely. So I had that, and y'all, then after that, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, be pretty. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays with by the Von's East, y'all, they had some things that I wanted. Y'all, I got me an onion. They had the good Oscar Mayer Bafarin on sale. So buy two for $12, got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Reese's peanut butter thins. In dark chocolate. Buy one, get one free. And so, y'all, I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they have these baked apple and banana chips on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I said, you know, I think I'm going to try that just to have a little something sweet without it being too fattening. Y'all, I think the whole bag is only about 200 calories or something like that. Y'all, I picked up another wedge of that good blue cheese. Y'all, they had the Edie's ice cream tubs on sale. And I got Nutty Buddy cone flavor. Y'all, I got me some grapes. They had the raviolis on sale, and I got the one filled with the Italian sausage. Y'all, they had something new I'd never seen before. It's chicken tenders, but instead of a breading being on them, the coating on it is a rice flour and brown rice and cauliflower. And I said, well, I think I'll just try that. They will buy one, get one free. So I got a bag of those just to try it out. Y'all, they have the good bag solids on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got those. They had the good chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale. And you know Big Fatty loves that. But, y'all, I'm trying to eat a few fewer carbs. So, y'all, I got it as a solid, and it's lettuce and the chicken tenders and the cheese and the... I got pickles and banana peppers and some cucumbers on it, and then just the submarine sandwich spicy oil stuff as my dressing. I'm going to have that for my supper, I think. Y'all, they had pork tenderloin, flavored pork tenderloins on sale. Buy one, get one free. I got the lemon and garlic flavor. Y'all, they had the good sourdough in bakery bread on sale. Got that. Got it all sliced up. Y'all, I spent $59.60, but I saved $40.03. And Big Fatty, there's not an inch of space in the freezer. Y'all, honest to hydrogen. I had trouble getting those few things that I bought that need to go in the freezer in the freezer. So y'all, it's I literally cannot buy anything else that needs to go in the freezer. So y'all, by the way, are you enjoying the pictures of the gay crema decorations at the different houses? Y'all, the one yesterday there were like four pictures. Y'all, this is one house, and it doesn't even show everything. Y'all, they've got some kind of a monster in the upstairs windows that the eyeballs look out and look around and things like that. Y'all, these people, they love the gay crema. And y'all, the dad that lives there, anyway, y'all got back, and and went on just a short nipple walk. I had already gotten about 1,500 steps at the Von Zeist, and y'all, it was just hot and humid, and there was no breeze, and the sun was out. It was everything Big Fatty hates in a nipple walk. So I did that, and I'm gonna go back out and get my last 4,000 or so steps. once the sun kind of gets closer to the horizon at the end of the day, I record the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And I'll have time to watch that. Y'all, I'm probably going to watch that debate Wednesday night. And of course, the big one. I don't know which will be a bigger shit show. Ready? Then I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I was sitting out on the veranda of the villa, and y'all, I got a Twitter message from Stevie B. You know Stevie B. He's the one that sings the Bulgarian national anthem on the last little show of the month. And he said, Big Fatty, thinking about you as I drive by the Sun Sphere. Big Fatty, what the hell is the Sun Sphere? Well, let me just give you a little hint.
From the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War. It's coming.
You've got to prepare. The 1982 World's Fair.
From every corner of the earth, it's coming. And it's coming soon. You've got to be there.
Point me in the right direction. I'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair. You've got to be there.
I'll 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 be there.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair. You got to be there.
Oh, Big Fatty, I had forgotten Stevie B was getting the hell out of Palm Springs because Vader was coming. It's true. And y'all, the Sun Sphere was the big tower. It was kind of gold. It was like a gold ball. So Stevie B was evidently driving through Knoxville, home of the 1982 World's Fair, and he saw it and thought of Big Fatty. Big Fatty, well, that's coming up here soon. That'll be 40 years ago. My God. I don't believe I just said that. Oh, Big Fatty. But anyway, other than all of that, I think pretty much, let me see, is that it? I have not received my ballot yet that says it was mailed back on the 29th of September. So, y'all, I'm getting a little worried. But y'all, I plan on giving it another few days. Big Fatty, you got a testimonium, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, don't forget Eviction on the Big Red app. And y'all, coming up on the 18th, it's a week from this Sunday, y'all, the Super Bucket Sweep and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, a premiere over there on the ABC. And, you know, that's that Supermarket Sweep with that Leslie Jones. I always want to call her Leslie Jordan, but that's not right. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from over there as the Enormous Podcast. And Harley, when you think of Big Fatty, what do you think of?
I don't know how Big Fatty handles that.
Oh, I handle it the same way you do, with joy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.